Hello, you're listening to Just Kathy with HolyCast.com, your Northwest entertainment source. I'm here with Hellbelly, and our lead singer is
Eric.
Eric, and we've got.
I'm Tommy, the bass player.
And
Ryan, the drummer.
Okay.
And I'm Brian, the guitar player.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, I think. You guys all have day jobs?
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
Tell me about your day jobs.
I'm a bail bondsman.
Yeah? How do you like that?
I love it.
Yeah? I heard you just got somebody. How long did it take you?
I don't know.
Was it like 3 days or something?
Yeah.
How many states? You just posted something. It was interesting.
I don't know which one it was.
Did you go to Texas yet?
No.
No. Okay.
Texas on Tuesday.
Texas, he's coming for you.
How long have you been a musician? Singing?
I've been singing 20 years.
Yeah? How many different bands?
Endless bands.
Endless?
Tons and tons of bands.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about you, Tommy?
Like work-wise?
Dave,
you
want to
know that same question?
Yep, day job.
I'm a boiler maker. That's what I do for real money.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like it.
You like it?
I'd rather do this, but...
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I like it, though. It's not terrible. It's just hard. It can be hard labor stuff at times.
Bands, have you been?
Oh, boy. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Probably at least 15.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
All right.
Probably more than that. I've been kicked out of some.
That's a better question.
We'll
how many bands
that.
Have you been
kicked
out of?
Yeah. One. I can answer that
we'll
one.
Back
sure,
that.
One. I've actually, I can recall. I think I've only been kicked out of one. That's the very first one I was in.
And Brian?
Ryan.
Ryan is a carpenter during the day. Build new construction, and I build remodels as well.
Awesome.
That's a joke.
Well.
Yeah, that's what I do. I've been in probably 15, 20 bands. Professional beer drinker.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got that covered.
You don't even have the belly.
That's pretty good. Oh, don't even take your shirt off yet. Sweat it all out, as you can see.
Brian, how many bands? What do you do?
I don't know how many bands I've been in. Quite a few. Yeah, you know, I was in Death Squad, Fits of Depression, Slam Suzanne, Resident King, Two Tembo, like a whole bunch.
Simple Ritual.
Yeah.
If he wasn't in Simple Ritual.
No.
Was not. I'm the
you
only
were?
One. All three of them were.
All three of us were.
Okay.
I didn't know that either. They were all three in that band until...
Yeah, we wouldn't be here right now if you knew that.
Nah, that's not true.
I know.
That's not true. But I didn't know it until I was like, oh, wow, really? That's right.
Until people started saying, oh, Simple Ritual's got a new guitar player.
Exactly. And then I'm like, what?
People bust his chops pretty good about it.
What's
you're playing
job?
With Simple Ritual now.
I have a small construction company.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Build houses, do remodels, that kind of stuff.
Everybody married with children?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Nope.
Three of us are.
Children. Three
all
children.
Right. All
right. Yeah.
And, all right, tell me about personalities. Who's the class clown?
Who's the what?
The class clown.
Tom.
Yeah.
You're the funny guy?
I guess.
He didn't realize until we all just said that.
Yeah, until just now, right?
He's the funny guy by default because none of us are funny.
Right.
You know, so he's like the, you know.
He's
the best of a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And Brian's the professional
right
beer drinker.
Yeah,
or the
he
quiet
is.
One.
You got it covered.
Who's the quiet one?
That'd be me.
Quiet one. Yeah, probably yeah. Ryan.
Who's
yeah.
the loudest?
Eric.
Tommy.
Me or Sparhawk. Me or Brian.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking loud. What are you talking
you
about?
Are. We're always telling you to turn down.
What?
We're always telling you to turn down.
Oh. No, they're not talking. She's not talking about
that's what you're talking about.
Who's always late? Who's always late to practice?
Eric.
Me.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
that's a no-brainer.
Who does the most coke?
Brian.
No.
We just talked about how we're all too old for that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah?
Exactly.
None of it. I don't do anything yet.
Yeah? No?
Nothing.
Who's
what?
Drinks the most?
Botany.
Yeah, I do. But
Ryan.
I'm always drunk.
No, but you just drink the most.
He ain't drunk, he's just drinking.
You'd only be able to tell if he was sober. Not drunk.
Here comes I'm grumpy.
All right. Who's the funnest?
Yeah.
Not me, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Where's your favorite place to play in Olympia?
I play there all the time.
I would.
McCoy's.
I'd say McCoy's, yeah.
McCoy's.
It's just, there's some cool places.
Right?
I love the Capitol Theater. Okay. I like playing the Capitol Theater.
Yeah. Backstage or on the big stage?
The big stage, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, that actually was pretty fun. I like the Capitol Theater, but I like McCoy's because it's like the epitome of degradation. Yes. It needs tons of...
Right? Never
piss
CSI
and alcohol smell and
it's definitely,
you know, 20 years
rock.
Of BO, yeah.
It's,
you know,
it's definitely the armpit of Olympia.
It's super rock and roll to me.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Almost as gross as CBGB's was. Yeah. Almost.
If I'm wearing shorts like I am today, I always bring something to sit on.
Yeah. You might lose your skin.
Yeah.
Whatever you're sitting on. Right.
Yeah. You might get something sitting on
stuff.
You
might get something, yeah.
Just,
oh, that's awful.
So who does your booking? Who books the shows?
Brian.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Me, yeah.
Whoever gets the opportunity, but mostly Brian.
Yeah. Mostly me, but it does come up that other people do, yeah.
What do you guys got coming up?
We're not very busy. Oh. We've got Louis G's on the 15th of August. We've got McCoy's tonight, but we're kind of writing new material and getting ready to go back in the studio.
No, it's the 15th.
Is it the 15th? Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So we're writing right now.
Good. I know. We got to hear 4 new songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we 3.
Played 5 new songs. 4 new songs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they aren't on the record that we released the first one.
There was 5.
So we've already got 2 of them recorded.
That's awesome.
So,
yeah.
And then I get your CD down at Boomerang. Where else? You guys always have them.
We always have them except for today.
Except for today.
We'll have them tonight. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You can get them at Boomerang.
iTunes.
You can get them at Rainy Day Records. You can get them on iTunes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You can get them at Amazon.
Have you guys ever been on tour?
Nope.
Not in this band,
Not in this band.
Lots of other bands have, done a lot of touring.
And anything that you wish that you knew before? Like
before we die?
No. Like going on tour. Is there anything that you guys, are going to do that? Do you want to do that?
I don't think we're going to do that right now. No, I think in the future there's a possibility, but we've all got young kids, you know. Right. Eric's got a 1-year-old.
Yeah. I've got a 1-year-old. And
I've got 3 kids, and so, yeah, he's got 2.
They can fend for themselves, man. You throw me on the tour, I'm in.
I
can figure it out.
I think we'd all like to go on tour, but economically, I mean, right. It would be a big hit, you know, for all of us.
Right.
Because we all, you know, we all...
Just play local.
Can we get
do you guys want more books? I mean, do you want to
Yeah,
play more?
We do want, we do want more books, for sure. We definitely want to play more shows, I think, you know.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that we all want to do that we're all been trying to find a way to do and we just haven't really worked it out yet is we want to make videos.
Awesome.
You know, that's something that we, right. A direction that we really want to go in and that we will go in. It's just kind of when the time, you know.
Right. Life happens.
Life happens, yeah.
We collectively have played an ass load of gigs.
Right.
Yeah. And we want to play gigs, but we don't want to just play in the plane. We're kind of past that at this point.
actually been a band together, all of you.
Two years.
It's been a little
been
more
2 years, right?
Yeah, I think it's 2 years.
More?
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah, 2012, September of 2012.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Has it been 3 years?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's been longer.
See, now we're showing our age.
What?
We'll leave that out of it.
Oh, that's right. Eric took a year off. Sorry. So it has been 3 years.
And we're kind of coming back from that, too. We lost a lot of momentum when I took off 3 years.
Right. You were in.
We were down for a whole year. So.
Yeah.
Any advice for other bands? Huh? Any advice for other bands? You guys have so much experience here.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Quit.
Quit.
I say the opposite. Just don't ever quit. Just keep doing it. And if you really believe in it and I heard that. Somebody said that. I think it was Ozzy. I hate to quote Ozzy. Or one of those guys. Maybe it was somebody from Motley Crue said, the ones that don't make it are the ones that quit.
Right.
And the one, if you never quit, eventually you're going to have success in some form. So that's the thing. And Woodshed, that's the whole, I would guess that everybody here, and myself for sure, Woodshed, man, I used to play like 8 hours a day when I was younger. Yeah. I did 8 hours a day every day for probably 10 years.
Yeah.
So that's my advice. If you suck, just keep trying, because
we can go seven days a week straight.
And, what's
sometimes
making it?
Multiple bands.
Yeah.
What is that, right? Just because, whether one person hears your album or a million hears it, doesn't change the intention of the person who wrote it.
Right.
So, we're making records, we're making songs, we're doing it under our own stipulation, our own governor, right? Okay. We're making music.
One thing too is that if it's in you, it's in you. It kind of parallels when a pro athlete. You always hear those guys talk about when they come to the end of their career, and then they retire, and they just, some of them keep coming, trying to come back, get back into it, because it's just inside of them. You just can't let it go and walk away. The cool thing about music is that you don't, I'm like, if I physically break down, as long as I still have my fingers and stuff, for the most part, you can still play.
Right.
You can continue to do it till you die.
Right.
Unlike an athlete. But, if it's in you, it's in you.
Right.
And you just can't, it's not something you can walk away from. It's damn near impossible. You think you can, but you really can't.
And I wouldn't do it just to do it. I'm not one of those guys that just has to play. I play because it's these guys.
Right.
These guys are awesome.
Right.
And I want to be a part of it. I'm not going to just go do something to do it. I heard these guys were getting together, and I knocked on their door and begged them to let me in the band,
Beg.
Well, I begged him. He answered the door in his underwear.
I did.
And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, God told me I'm supposed to be in your band.
I didn't hear that part. Really?
He did. I was in church. And I got up and left church.
Join that band.
And drove over to Bogney's
God
house.
Came to Eric and said, I want you to join a band called Hellbelly.
I have this thing.
Exactly.
So who came up with the name?
There's a little bit to it.
Ryan,
controversy around that.
Yeah, Ryan. Well, Bogney came up with the name a long time ago.
That's true.
In a project that they call themselves that. He was kind of probably off the top of his head. And he said that. And then never used it.
Right.
And then we were all hanging out. And I think we started kind of mulling that thing over. It was the typical, okay, here's the list of freaking 900 names that we aren't going to choose.
Right.
And I think I said, what about Hellbelly? And everybody else was weird, like, yeah, it's perfect. And then there was some other bullshit.
And I'm
on
like
side,
total Jesus.
It never
Christmas
got used so by anybody. So.
He comes to me and goes, are you cool with the hell being in the band? I'm like, yeah, I don't care, It's funny.
So what does it represent to you, Hellbelly?
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
It's
just a name.
It's a name.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a name.
Yeah.
It's a cool sounding name. We all have bellies.
It fits. It fits the type of music we play.
I have thought of it on occasion when it's like 11 o'clock at night and I've eaten way too many jalapeno poppers. I have thought of the name. I thought Hellbelly.
I always pictured some freaking big old 300-plus-pound dude sitting on a couch in his dingy underwear eating like a freaking quart of ice cream on a couch.
That's our next album cover right there.
Yeah. There you go.
I can provide that for you.
Well, I've got a couple people in mind that would be a model.
300-pound-plus, though.
Give me time.
It's like the devil. He wants it all. And she like the angel. She watched him fall. And I know you see it. You see it every day. And I don't believe it. A single word they say. And I know you need it. You need the word today. And I don't believe a single word they say.
Listen to the new Faith No More a lot.
Clutch is, you better figure it out.
Yeah, if you don't know who Clutch is, you gotta.
That's who I want to go on a piggyback tour with.
That's who I would ultimately love to open for.
Yeah,
is Clutch.
That would be awesome.
Deftones, Phoebe Snow, you know.
Alabama Shakes.
John Lennon.
Yeah.
Scary shit right there.
Yeah.
All background influence, really.
Oh. Yeah, I have a weird like British pop bone in me somewhere. If it's done well.
No, Katy Perry.
I'll, you know, like early, like some of the early
not British
Coldplay
pop
stuff, and like Keane and weird crap like that. I'll listen to that too.
And I got to throw in there that I still listen to old all the time. I mean, I was listening to Judas Priest, British Steel the other day. I mean, I listen to that shit. All I listen to old metal still.
Yeah, I still listen to Van Halen. Yeah,
it's about half my play times. It's like I'll put on the Deftones or Alabama Shakes or Rival Sons or some newer stuff, and then it's like, oh, I got to put on like, you know, Bark at the Moon for a while, you know, it's like shit, got it, you know.
I listen to a lot of Switchfoot.
I've been getting into like Waylon Jennings and freaking Hank Williams Jr. and crap like that.
I guess I'm not really in a heavy mood. I'm listening to a lot of God, I've really been into old Chuck Berry. I've been listening to he's like a total thug.
You guys, don't realize. I gotta go.
How hard
my family's in town. But
see ya.
All right.
Bye, Ryan.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see ya.
All right.
I can't believe how hardcore he is.
Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, yeah. Pretty awesome.
I just cannot believe I listened to it, and the way he paints stories, and I'm on a Seeger kick right now too.
Really?
Seeger.
Yeah, I'm on a Seeger kick.
You ever hear Kelly Van Camp's story about working with Chuck Berry?
Uh-uh.
It's like so many other stories about Chuck Berry. He wants his money in a suitcase before he even starts.
I believe it.
He does. He wants his money, his payment, Chuck Berry, in cash, in a suitcase before he even plays. And he shows up with himself and a guitar, and you have to provide the band for him.
Wow.
I believe it.
It's pretty crazy.
Totally.
Want to talk about your new songs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they're heavier.
I think so.
For the most part.
Not so much.
Depends on how people interpret what he's saying.
Right.
If they really like listen to what he's saying and kind of figure out what he's saying.
But good.
They're gonna hear like the.
But not in a bad way.
I don't think you can really be controversial anymore, can you? Is there anything you can
say? I think they have something to say.
They do. Yeah.
You know, and I often wonder why people get on a stage and waste all that time saying nothing.
Right. I thought so too.
You know, so I think like Brian and I. We're the ones collaborating lyrically, and I think that when we collaborate, we always want it to say something.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, no wasted space.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, when this band started, it was actually Ryan and I started the band because we were in that band Resident Kings, and nobody would show up to practice. Oh. I'm not bad mouthing. I'm just saying this way. Nobody showed up to practice, and so I had all these other songs that I'd written as well that were ended up being Hellbelly songs that I'd. So Ryan and I just started playing them. And so when this band started, it was all my music.
Yeah, the first album is Ryan, pretty much.
Well, yeah, there's a couple songs in there that Eric, three or four songs that Eric wrote. Now, Hellbelly is more, it's a collaboration on all of us. It's not the Brian Spark show at all, in any way, shape, or form. It's like the writing. I mean, I still write all the riffs, per se, you know, but I don't come in with full songs anymore to practice. I come in with riff ideas, and we hash them out as a band. Eric writes most of the lyrics now and melodies. You know, on the new stuff, I can think I wrote like a chorus on a song and maybe one other thing, and that's it.
I believe it.
You know, that's it. And the rest of it's Eric's writing. You know,
I like him.
So it's way more of a collaboration. It's way more of a band in that respect now, for sure.
You guys work well together.
Yeah.
You can absolutely see it. Just all of it.
And for the first few songs we already have recorded, like I was like really. Delving into spirituality and that reflects that in the tunes, but now the newer tunes are kind of more lighthearted and you know, in more of a comfortable kind of jokey place, you know, which is fun. Yeah. So it's dynamic. It varies. It has,
I thought they were fun.
Yeah,
and definitely.
You can't take yourself too seriously.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OliCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.